world of sound. South Alabama's 60 dB Blowtorch. Boss Man in the Bam. WBOSS. Boss Man Radio.
Good Monday morning, and welcome to Drive Time, brought to you exclusively by Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet. Good morning, Frankie Cardwell, Lisa McGraw in, Retro Joiner in. Good morning, Retro. Katie Johnson in as well. Rebecca Whitfield, Rejoiner, Brothers in also. Sherry Weaver and OG. Good morning, Sherry. Kelsey Unger, Donna Davis, MC in. Good morning, MC. Miss C in as well. Good morning, Miss Janie. Terry Beasley, Jeremy Padgett, Crystal Scott, JoJo Luttrell in. Good morning, Martha Simmons. Good luck. Good morning, and good morning, Kenwood.
Good morning, DJ. Big weekend. Well, I say big weekend over the week. It was a big time for us at the ninth annual Davis Catfish Crawfish Bowl.
Man, good time.
What a big time that was.
A lot of fun. If you have missed one of the previous nine, you need to go ahead and put it on the schedule for next year. Yes, that was a good time.
Yes, you do. Good morning, Martha Simmons. Brandy Champion, good morning. That's right. Milton, Florida in the house. Jeremy Padgett. Darlene Mulder. Good morning, Paula Pettis. There's a Kai. I knew we'd have a Kai in her first thing this morning. Suzanne Ship, good morning to you. There's Elena Folsom in. Molly, what's going on, Molly? That's a bunch of Misty Jerkins, Cam Blackman, Michelle Coleman. Good morning to everybody. Big time at the Crawfish Bowl. 2,500 pounds?
2,500 pounds of
four, mud bugs. In 4 hours? I think that's right. That's a lot of crawfish.
You had Tom Roberts. Of course, Rusty Miller brought his wagon in. Ricky Stanley. Lucas Douglas, Dan Thomas, all some of the guys getting it done there for Josh Gowan. But yeah, Josh put out quite the spread.
Yeah, that's right. Good morning, Julie Bush. Lauren Wallace in with us. Kane Dickey. Good morning, Kane. Miss Janie. Good morning, Miss Janie. OG from the beginning. So I want to address a post from the weekend, if we can, in regards to I don't know if you...
Good morning, Randall.
You want to call it a shakedown, an attempt at blackmail. I'm not sure what it was. Good morning, Rob. Clobbering Rob in this morning. There's Wheezy. Good morning, Wheezy.
Deacon.
But I want to address that post for just a second, if we can. And
good morning, Baxley.
You know, tell me... I did see where you said you would be open to listening to an argument that Tanya played at Miller at some point, but I went ahead and squashed that again last night as I put back out, I re-released Redux Desperately Seeking Tony the Tiger that we did about 2.5, almost 3 years ago.
That's been my favorite work to this point. I was excited about the re-release, and that was it was as entertaining this time as it was 2 years ago.
Well, it really was. But here's like I said before, I did give a disclaimer that some of the participants. Good morning, Walker from Lake Martin. How about that?
Good morning, Walker.
What's going on, Michael Walker? Manasco. Good morning to you, Patrick Davenport. Good morning,
Patrick. Of course, as well.
There's Josh Godwin in. Patrick, of course, with Bonehead Boots, and go check them out, their new location. If you want it, they got it. I promise you that. But getting back to it, I prefaced that last night by saying, okay, understand some of the players aren't here anymore, participants in this, but it still remains. I mean, the fact still remains that nobody, even Zeke, had never heard of this guy. Coach Riggs said he remembered a Tony Burnham, but only from fighting in the middle school and being the brother of Toby and Tim.
Well, I want to go back to the initial post asking for concessions.
I want
to go back to that. At some point in time, hopefully we can all come together and we can all get on the same page. There's going to be a soiree of sorts, maybe later in the summer, where it'd be nice if we could come together as one and enjoy that afternoon, evening, whatever it may be. And of course, he had a couple of requests that he thought needed to be met, and 2 through 4 were ridiculous.
Four.
Yeah. 2 through 4 were absolutely ridiculous. That's not going to happen at any point. But number one, which of course went back to my acknowledgement of him being a member of that storied program. And I put it out there, you know, nobody loves mothers more than me.
Good morning, mother.
Speaking of.
Yeah, speaking that's right.
Of, nobody loves them more than me and certainly acknowledges all they do for us. And I just put it out there simply. If Mother Barbara will just tell me what number he was, that'll give me something to work off of and to go on. And I'd be happy to go get the yearbooks or the football programs, whatever it may be, and try to trace that back. But
he blames her for the placard being up there with Gucci's number on it and his name. Am I wrong?
That's what he said.
Didn't he say that was her fault? Now, I want to ask you, what kind of a leader are y'all following around that would blame his mother for something?
Who happens to be one of the sweetest women in this world.
One of the finest people in this world.
In this world.
Why would you follow that guy around? Answer that question.
I don't have one. I don't have one.
I'm at a loss. I mean, I am. And I tell you another thing that struck me. Going back through, and then there's a bunch of people jumping in. Gary Stuckey, good morning. Kristen Kennedy, good morning to you. Kim Hooks, Brandon Barlow, Amy Black, DT, David Turner, Jeff Wells, Gail Reddick, Lindsay Wood. Good morning, Mallory Stanley down at Tallulah Bells. Tracy Steele, OG, in the house. Heather Godwin, another OG. Action, good morning to you. But going back through the video and watching it and kind of re-looking at it, all that kind of thing again, I was struck by the just number of, you know, things that you kind of pulled out of people, much of which was a lot of tradition, a lot of stories, a lot of this, a lot of that, but no Tony the Tiger. I mean, we had a lot of Ricky Thomas. We had a lot of Hank Adam. We had a lot of Gucci. But that was basically, I mean.
Had a lot of Brent Edwards.
Yeah, well, I you did make a comment on Brent. Of course, that's a classmate. And, you know, I remember that. We saw a picture of you actually in the trophy, or what'd you call it? The trophy case or the trophy room.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, you know, not sure what some of those things mean, but if they're in there, they got to be important. And I agree with that. There's Hazel. Look at there.
Morning, Hazel.
Hazel talking about Miss Alabama was pretty funny. Got to give him that.
I did like that.
I did like it.
I did like that.
But I wonder how long they stood in line for that.
I don't know, but.
I mean, you know, and let me ask you this. I wonder how many, like, long wheelbase 10s they had to slip her to, you know. Next question I have is, did she go get a tetanus shot after that?
It was well played.
It was good. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It was good. But I just, you know, has somebody slipped in here with something I didn't see? Okay. Well, I missed who slipped in here.
Sarah
Williams? Oh, you're kidding. Miss Lavinia made this? Oh, my goodness. You realize I just told you I got to have a wellness screening after this? I'm going to go up in there with a blood pressure of about 180 over.
I want to tell you something.
140?
Sarah mistakenly put it over there.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know what I wanted for breakfast this morning.
Well, you just found it. Let me get a little better picture of that right there where people can just see.
But
like, it is wonderful to still have access to Brackens.
Cat heads, bacon.
It is just beautiful.
Tomato gravy. How about that?
It is just beautiful to be able to have access to this. Thank you, Miss Lavinia. Thank you, Sarah. Good Lord.
And they're hot, by the way.
Okay, well, keep keep rubbing it in, man. We going to, good gracious.
This is going to be all right right here.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to, look at that.
Look at that.
Look at Hazel. Maybe she was crushing on an all-star at the Waffle House. Oh, yeah, she was afraid he was going to sweep that leg. That's what it was. Hey, I did think the carry, Julie Bush pointed that out. That's good. That Carrie Underwood, well, that was good as well. The Carrie Underwood pick?
It was.
That was good. I will give him credit for that. That was good. You know, but again, I do want to get back to, no, he's not fixing me one. I can promise you, Terry.
Oh, did you want one?
No, I'm good. I do want a piece of that bacon, but I'll get that in a minute. What I want to know is this, and this is what I'm still trying to figure out. Okay, number one,
God,
is Bubba, are some of them kin to Miss Alabama? You know, that looked like it might have been some sort of setup, Cobra Kai tactic deal. I mean, it's amazing that the proclamation of surrender came out on the same day as that did. You know, and then Tanya wants to start talking about Clobber and Rob down there riding around on the Red Dragon. you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, good morning, Ron Kennedy. Yeah. Hazel said you're out for 8 minutes of training. He is. Good morning, Lynn Bass. There's Lynn. I'm glad to see Lynn back in there last night.
Got to eat to live.
Lynn was put another video up last night. Got to put more of them in there, Lynn. Keep them coming, man. Keep them coming. Wendy Elizabeth, good morning to you. Freddie Whitfield, what's happening? You know, there's Miss Patty Mitchell.
This is perfect, I'm telling you.
Monica Williams, great. Good morning, Monica. Yeah, that is a nice setup, Gary. I agree with that. So, and I'm having to do the talking because DJ's too busy eating over here, which that's good. I don't blame him. But again, so tell me, you know, what did you think about that? What do you call it? What would you call it? I call it a declaration of, I thought you had to be winning to be able to send somebody something that says surrender. We've got you surrounded. I thought you had to be winning. And if anything, I proved last night, Pam Driscoll backed it up. They aren't winning. I mean, I said, how many t-shirts have y'all sold? And she came in there and says, not even close. So if you're not winning, how do you do that?
Well, he's a gamer. I mean, first and foremost, he's gonna throw punches till he can't throw them anymore. And I appreciate his feistiness.
Good morning, Cheyenne Robinson.
I would expect nothing less out of him.
Nelly Rock said we need a bigger studio.
Speaking of, which I'm going to get to that in a minute. I love the treehouse, by the way. I wasn't exactly sure where you were at. Then it kind of came together, and I remember the inside of it. We'll get to that in a second. But no, he's certainly a worthy opponent, and he's pulling out all stops. I think that's obvious. But as we worked through it, there was no common ground to be found. So we'll just have to wait until May 19th, and we'll just
listen.
Settle there once and for all.
I said it like this. This is the most important race since the Cannonball Run. Okay? The most important race.
I think that's a fair analogy.
Yeah. Okay? It's the most important race since the Cannonball Run, and he wants to put out a bullet points of surrender to you. To us. And I'm sitting there scratching my head going, how is this happening? How are we getting, you know, he wants to keep talking about donuts and all this kind of stuff. How is he issuing proclamations that we need to bow down to when he's not even winning? And there he is, Captain Cobra Kai himself, Tanya, in the house.
I'm going to have one more.
Glad to see you there, Tanya. Good morning to you. I'm still just trying to figure out, though, maybe you could chime in and tell us, How does that happen? I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, I understand that certain things happen and you know, there's things that need to be done sometime. And I understand sometime that when you may not be winning exactly the way you want to win, sometimes you have to do what you got to do, right? Is that, I mean, is that what that is? You think maybe this is his way of saying that he's like bowing out?
Oh, he's not bowing out.
Well,
he's not bowing out.
I'm gonna tell you something. It seemed that way to me.
I love bacon as a topping. I really do. Is he calling in?
No, but I just, in case he did, I wanted to get ready for it.
Talk
so.
A little bit. You threw me for a loop with the treehouse last night.
Morning, Mayor.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that it was ready yet.
Well, it's not. It's kind of partially. It's kind of like the Death Star. Since we've been, you know, that's
who
been
was it that called it the treehouse.
I don't remember.
That was funny.
It was. And I did like that. Look at Barlow sneaking around the ham for some intel. Team DJ.
Thank you, Brandon. Take all we can get.
That's what I said, Weezy. I think he's bowing down too. But you know, it's kind of like, you know, in Star Wars, the Death Star is kind of half ready.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of where we're at with
Okay.
That's kind of where we're at with that deal. It's kind of half ready. I mean, I take it back. It's not like ready. It's just, I mean, but it's getting close. Let me just say that.
You picked an awful day for the wellness check. Those biscuits.
I know it. I mean, I of all days, I didn't pick it. Let me say that.
Those are not grands. Those are from scratch.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, those are from scratch.
Yeah. Come on, Sherry. It's here. I can tell you. No, I won't get any bacon. You're right, Stan. Bryce Egerton, hashtag love bacon as a topping.
You've never tried it. If you've never tried it, you don't know what you're missing.
Hazel said he needs a guest room when he comes to town for the big race.
Do I got a
domicile?
Yeah, public domicile. Just come on.
Yeah.
Hazel with me.
Is that a boarding house of sorts? A house of ill repute?
Could be.
So, anyway, enough about all that, because, you know, I mean, there's no use of really going on with it. You said, I mean, since the desperately seeking Tony the Tiger came out again last night, I think we squashed all that again, did we not?
You know, you would think so, but there will be some that'll think that it was coerced. And, I mean, I don't know what else you can do. You ask Zeke.
I mean,
you ask Coach Riggs. I mean, I don't know what else to do.
I mean, listen, how else? Good morning, Elizabeth Hancock. Elizabeth Hancock made, in my opinion, a great video and sent it to me. Elizabeth, you need to post that video. Yes.
Oh, wow.
You need to post that video in the Drive Time group. That video is awesome. DJ saw it.
Wow.
DJ can speak to it.
That was impressive.
It was awesome. Good morning, Jamie Halsey.
That might have been my favorite one.
Cindy Fleming, good morning to you, Cindy. Chalice Hutchins, good morning, Chalice.
Good morning, Cindy. Good morning, Chalice.
Yeah. So, I mean, really, that was a, that was great. It really was. Mitzi, classmate, look at that. That's correct. Be careful. You know, you'd hate to have a Tonya Harden incident. Those Tonyas fight dirty.
I keep my head on a swivel.
I'm going to tell you, I agree with that there, Mitzi. You hit that one on the head.
Did you see what Steve Wyatt put
on? I did. Hey, JP, the coach, what's going on?
You get you something, Mayor? Come here.
That's right. Action, you know, he saw a video as well. Action says a great video. It was a great video.
Get you some bacon.
Good morning, Diane McCracken. Diane is in Texas, DJ.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Diane. She's out seeing grandbabies
in Texas. That's right.
Yeah.
Good morning, Diane. Christina Jones, team DJ all the way. That's right. Flimbo, Greg Fleming. Good morning to you. Yes. Breakfast of Champions. I can tell you one thing. You can always tell when a show turns to food because DJ shuts down on us. I mean, he goes into full, it's almost like, you remember Beavis and Butthead, and Beavis would just get all cranked up over there. That's where that DJ's, he almost just gets kind of crazy.
Thank you, Lisa. Let me tell you something. Some of this is depression eating. That's what I went through this weekend. My son's career ended Friday over an op. Anyway, I'm certainly not the first parent to go through it. And for those of you that have it on the horizon, There's no way to prepare for it. I'm telling you something. It was painful. It was like you could feel the knives stabbing you in the chest. Watching it wind down, you see all these kids that have played together since they were 6, 7 years old behind the YMCA, and watching them close it out. Went out and had a nice moment with Russell and Drew and Stokes after the game, and it was just, I don't know. It's hard to describe.
Well, you know, I deliberately didn't even bring that up over the weekend because I figured that was probably tough and being the last of the last, you know, in high school. And so that's why, I didn't bring it up because of that. You know, I know how it is. You get out of high school and everybody kind of goes their ways.
Yeah. You know, it was certainly told to me as my son was coming up to enjoy it and take it all in.
Good morning, Melissa.
Don't get too caught up in the wins and losses. Just enjoy
Jerry Morris.
Watching him play and be out there with his buddies. And I guess I didn't adhere to it quite like I should have, but I can certainly pass that message along. You need to enjoy every second of it because it flies by. I mean, it is absolutely flies by and it's over.
Hey, I enjoy the dance recitals now. I mean, I act like it, but I do.
Yeah,
that's what Jessica just said. Yeah. Need to remind me how much I enjoy
the same lines.
I do enjoy them.
There'll be a day where you'd give anything to go back and
I promise
watch
you.
Another one.
I've already had some of those days.
Yeah.
And she's only 7. And I've already had some of those days where, you know, I used to make the comment that one of the best days of my life would be when she could get up in the back of that, get up in the back of the truck and buckle herself in. And I can tell you that is not correct.
Do you have any syrup in your office?
I don't think so. Okay, here we go. Here we go. I knew this would be coming. All right, Captain Tanya. Good morning to you.
See, this is what's wrong with America today. You have somebody like me that's full of compassion and humanity, and I extend an olive branch to DJ because, I mean, let's face it, if anybody saw one or two of my posts yesterday, you could kind of see what the Kai was about. You kind of see what King Donuts is about. You've got the Kai up there kissing Miss Alabama, and you've got King Donuts riding the Red Dragon around the mall in Pensacola. So I felt compassion momentarily, and believe me, it was a lapse of judgment. And so I reached out to DJ to let him come over to the tar side so he could, you know, kiss the queen instead of ride the Red Dragon.
Okey-dokey.
That is what my intention was. And then y'all have taken it and spun it all the way around. So I am going to formally retract that offer. And the 109 will be on.
I'm glad you're retracting it because it was a desperate attempt, in my opinion, at you're supposed to be winning. You're supposed to be winning something to be able to issue terms of surrender. And I don't see where you were winning. I don't know where you were. If you're basing it off of one day with Doughboy up there kissing Miss Alabama, and you running around, you know, talking about how compassionate and American you are, I just don't think that's enough. Now, again, you didn't issue, you issued 4 points of surrender, 2 through 4, which DJ said he wouldn't even consider. So, you know, and number one, we just cleared that right on up again last night with desperately seeking Tony the Tiger Redux. We just cleared that right on up.
Was that released again?
Oh, yeah, last night.
I looked at my residual check.
Hey, let me tell you this. At least we released something. We've been waiting on the legend of Bellevue.
Right.
So, for how long now, DJ? Was that 3 Thanksgivings ago?
I think that's right.
Broke Leg was supposed to release this 3 turkey days ago, and we're still waiting on it. Broke Leg with 2 G's, by the way.
Apocalypse Now took like 5 years.
What?
Really good movies. Really good movies, Ken. Good movies take time.
Hey, don't get me wrong. I'm with you. I agree with that. But here's the thing. I'm going off of your timeline, man. We didn't give it to you. You gave it to us.
You did. You did.
You said you were putting it out at this date, at this time. That's been 3 years ago.
I think we cleared all that up about a month ago right here on the show, where you and the rest of the Donut Disciples got attorneys involved and sued for me not to release the movie. Now, as soon as that injunction's lifted and my attorney's fees are paid, then it'll be released.
Listen,
let me go back to a statement that you made. Let's get into present. Let me go back to a statement you just made.
Okay.
The statement you just made is you've got to be winning before you can offer a piece of corn or a treaty. Let me encourage you and the rest of the Donut Disciples to do this. Now, this is going to take you actually maybe opening the book or getting on the interweb and looking stuff up. But go look up the Battle of Midway when we were battling Japan. And just do a little brief history right there of how America wasn't necessarily winning that war, but America still issued this proclamation to the Japanese who refused it. And then, you know, of course, we knew what the outcome was going to be because we already had the groundwork laid. We already had the trap set, and we were just trying to offer them a olive branch to get out, and they refused it. And I won't tell you the rest of it. That's what you need to go and look up for the Battle of Midway.
But I tell you this, I hope the Kais have better cell phone service than you do. I can say that.
And secondly,
this is the Battle of Midway. This is the Battle of Midriff.
Secondly, everybody knows.
Coming in a distant second, the 109.
First of all, or secondly, everybody knows it was the Germans that bombed Pearl Harbor. So you need to read up and study up your history.
Mm-hmm. So
let me ask you this. If you want us to go study some history, okay. No problem. We'll be glad to. I'll be glad to relook at the Battle of Midway. But my question is how do you quantify being in a position to tell or ask for a unconditional surrender and some of the conditions that you put in it? I'm just trying to figure out where you think that you're in the position to do that when, you know, even Pam Driscoll came in last night and said just what it was that, you know, Kais aren't selling that many shirts.
Well, I mean, to me, it ain't about what's selling shirts. And let's get this.
Well, you talk the talk, you got to walk the walk. You put the money where your mouth is. I think we have proven that we do that.
Let's say this.
The money's going to be when that horn blows at 109. And the tell and tape's going to be measured, so to speak, and who's going to be first and second. Let me get back to your question. You asked me how I could offer that. First of all, I've explained that is that I'm a humanitarian, and I don't want to beat down the less fortunate, and that's exactly what DJ is in this case. Secondly, is because I know it's in my war chest. And we've all seen David's chest. So I kind of know what type of ammunition I have.
Number 52.
I am supremely confident.
Number 52.
Right.
Number 52.
I am supremely confident.
You need to shut up.
That this is going to go in the way that DJ is going to be very, very disappointed in. So I'm just trying to save him embarrassment. I'm trying to let him bow out gracefully and save face. I am a humanitarian, and that's what Cobra Kai is about. And if you don't believe that, then you need to go watch the new Cobra Kai movie that's coming out.
I want to go.
Here's something that this is true. This is not hooey fooey banana split stuff here going on. There's a woman who actually teaches at the school that all of my kids have gone to and actually taught one of my children. She is actually in that movie. And I put the link on last night. She teaches up here at Redland, which is kind of my little neighborhood school where we live and we talk to. And so I just thought that was really interesting and really cool. So I may try to line something up very, very special.
Well, that's not shocking to me at all. You guys, but y'all kind of stick together and kind of, I wouldn't be surprised if people don't move up there around you because of that. So,
well, give me a second. I want to step away from it for just 1 second. We're going to come right back to it. I want to go back to the t-shirt sales because I don't think that everybody knows this. Every Cobra Kai shirt that gets sold, the proceeds of those shirts go to Team Crispin.
That's right.
So I hope they sell 10,000 of those t-shirts.
Well, me too.
In the Team DJ t-shirts, the proceeds go to Paul's Crossed. So anytime
you support, they sell 10,000 and one of those.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. But I hope that, you know, everybody understands that if you support those efforts, whatever side you're on is going to a tremendous cause. So I didn't know that people knew that.
Yeah. And when I talk about t-shirt sales, the reason I asked that question was, again, it's a measuring stick, if you will, of who is out in front and who's not. Okay.
Fair enough.
And I, even though we had some technical difficulties, I saw the 109 personally.
You've seen it.
And I did call it too close to call. I did. I called it that way.
You didn't have the best angle.
I didn't have the best angle, and it was I couldn't tell who.
There's a bird in the
building. We have a bird in the showroom. Hey, there's a bird in the showroom.
Somebody go get me that 12 gauge. Seriously.
Like, really?
Oh, yeah. I'll bushwhack him right there.
Yeah.
I have a bird.
There's a bird. In camp. There's a bird.
Yeah, we have a bird.
In Studio P.
It might be one of my spies.
Cover that bacon up over there, Reggie.
Hey.
Hold on.
Tanya says it's one of his, maybe one of his spies.
Could be.
So, no.
Seriously, cover the bacon
up. I want to tell you this, though.
Where's that?
Buy as many of these Cobra Kai shirts as you can. If you support the guys, get out and support them and put your money up because it's going for a great cause. A great cause.
Okay? Miss Lavinia puts the food out and here they come.
Look at that.
Thank y'all for saying that. Yeah, it's if you think I'm getting any, I'm not. We're doing that as a way to support Kristen Few.
That's right.
8-year-old who has cancer. So yeah, we're not getting that. So if you want to just buy one for somebody that you don't like, or if you want to buy one for somebody that you idolize, that would be perfect to give them that, because guys are winners, baby. Guys are winners.
We got bacon in here.
Well, this bird has got deep.
Just like 34 years ago, Johnny got knocked down by a lucky punch or a lucky kick from Daniel the Crybaby Russo. And he fall on hard times, but he's pulled himself up back with his bootstraps.
Listen,
it's all about overcoming adversity, and Johnny has done that.
I think that's a little harsh to say that it was, you know, a lucky kick. I think that's a little. Well, I think that's a little tough. I don't.
Well,
you could call it luck.
Go back and watch the movie.
Well, I've seen it. You know, and, okay. and one of the great love songs of all time came from that movie. Of course, we won't talk about that, but it did. So, and
I don't think I'm familiar with it. You might want to talk about it and let me know which one that was.
Well,
I'm telling you,
it's a song by a man named Peter Cetera.
Oh,
I'm
not familiar with it. Can you elaborate just a little bit more?
I think the name of it was The Glory of Love.
I'm breaking up in my earpiece here, dog.
No,
we're having
how much you boss?
We need to cut this short and get this buzzard out of here.
Do you happen to have it queued up so I can listen to a little bit of it? No, it's still not ringing a bell.
Actually, I don't. I listen to it in the movie, but I don't have it queued up. As a matter of fact, we were working on desensitizing DJ to it the night that you decided to show up down there, like the Undertaker. At the and interrupt training for the 109. So
you'll call that training.
Yeah. That's what that was. We're down there training. We're down there training and you show up and you busted up the party.
Somebody kill that bird.
If y'all were truly training, and I hadn't seen DJ since that night. So I would expect, since he got a little taste of it that night, he's probably been out training and running and doing the things he needs to do, not to embarrass Molly, because Molly, well, I can't say Molly was the only athlete in the family, but she's the only one right now that can run 10 yards without passing out. I can tell you that much.
Well,
but so I really hope that he is. I really hope that he's out training and doing the things that he needs to do. And it's been a long, long time since I've seen him, been around him. And so I'm really looking forward to the competition.
Let me ask you a question. And I want to. That's a serious question right here.
Okay.
Is Zeke Johnson un-American?
Zeke is very easily influenced by David Jennings.
Wait a minute. That's a yes Zeke or no question.
David how to play golf. I'm trying to tell you this answer. No, Zeke is not un-American. But that's the whole point of why I love Zeke, is because Zeke feels very connected to David because he taught David how to play golf. And so Zeke will do what he needs to do to make David shine.
Well, DJ didn't meet with Zeke before the video. We did that video as one continuous live shot. One live shot. And everybody that was asked, they answered honestly.
I know. I can't figure the hold he's got over it. But maybe if y'all ever lift that injunction and y'all pay me my retaining fees and my lawyer fees, I'll release the...
I can tell you it's released. I don't know what you're waiting on payment for, but it's released.
So the bird ain't getting no bacon. I can tell you the bird's gone, by the way.
Yeah.
They got it out.
Yeah. So man, that's just how that goes.
Well, here's what I can tell you. I had a momentary lapse of judgment yesterday. I offered DJ a way out. You and he both mistook my kindness for weakness, and I am officially rescinding that offer. And so May 19th, as part of the Burnt Corn Creek Mud Run, the culmination, the finale, is going to be Team T-Bone versus Team Donut, the Kai versus the Glazers or Greasers or whatever y'all are. And all of this is going to be settled once and for all. And the next time Shopping Rob goes to Pensacola to buy some crew neck t-shirts or wife beaters or whatever he's down there buying,
did you just call him Shopping Rob? Did you just call him Shopping Rob?
Yeah, Shopping Rob. Shopping Rob anymore, baby. Shopping Rob. Okay? Shoot him by the trophy shoulder.
Oh, man.
And tell him to buy a bowling trophy that says distant second. You will at least get something on May the 19th.
Oh, man. Okay. Well.
I've got to go.
Later.
I've got toenails clipped. Bye.
Did he say Shopping Rob?
That's what he said. That's what he said. That's what I heard.
He's an interesting cat, isn't he?
Shopping Rob.
Deranged, but he's interesting nonetheless.
He is deranged.
He's a crazy man.
I agree. He is a crazy man. And he is deranged. But I do want to touch on something very serious. And he mentioned it, and I want to touch on it again. Cobra Kai t-shirts go to support Crispin Few, Team Crispin, and DJ, Team DJ t-shirts sales, all the proceeds go to support Paul's Crossed, both very, very worthy causes. And, so if you haven't bought a t-shirt yet, there's links all over the Drive Time group that you can get out and buy one or two or five, ever how many you want to, and let's help these guys out.
I know we're getting tight on time, getting close. How about Tyler last Friday? I mean, wow. Got a lot of great response around town this weekend. That was unbelievable.
I'm glad you brought that up. I was going to bring that up earlier, and then Tanya called in. How about that kid?
Amazing. An amazing young man that has a heartfelt mission to get out and serve those that take care of us. And 50,000 donuts, I think, is where he is at.
51 now.
51. We had a great crowd here, probably 200 plus.
Oh, at least.
Law enforcement and first responders here. And it was just a great way to wind down the week, start the weekend. And of course, anything that any of us can do to be supportive of his efforts moving forward. I know we will do that. But what a great kid.
What a great mom. Kid.
I mean, my goodness.
I'll tell you what. Just an amazing story. Amazing to hear him talk about what he...
I got you, Lewis.
You know, what he... he's just an amazing kid. I mean, you know...
10 years old. Started when he was 8.
I wish I'd have brought the multi-camera setup where we could have set up several cameras like Jess is talking about right there, where people could have just have seen how many people were here. It was amazing, an amazing turnout for an amazing young man, and he deserved it.
Had his cape.
Yeah, he had his cape.
Provided t-shirts to us.
Speaking of that, Nelly Rock and I had a good conversation about Tyler at the Crawfish Bowl and how impressive he was and how he just an awesome kid. I saw where Winston said over the weekend in a post that
They had a connection of some sort.
Yeah, that they did. That's right. So, hey, listen, he's welcome back anytime he wants to come back. He's welcome to come sit down and he don't even have to bring any donuts.
Yeah.
Just come back, sit down and tell us about. I do want to get him back after the summer, especially after he's made those trips he's making to Alaska.
Yeah.
Was it Minnesota? I think it was, and Washington, D.C. I definitely want to have him back for that after that.
You know, Carmen and Sheila and Lisa are all making comments here, and it really does, you know, kind of put everything into perspective how a 10-year-old kid, you know, we can learn from him in terms of where his heart is and what he, you know, wants to do in terms of recognizing those that provide the services they do day in and day out. And it's just, I had an encounter Friday afternoon with a law enforcement official myself.
Did you really?
I did. I was driving a little fast off Alabama over to the opportunity and had a nice encounter with one of Alabama's finest.
Well, that's you know, they got a job to do
as
well.
They got a job to do. And he did it well.
Hazel wants to know what size t-shirt did he give out? Medium long?
I'm a standard medium.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Prayers for Tyler's surgery on Wednesday as well. He's having surgery Wednesday morning. And we do want to send that up to him. Good morning, Tina Clayton. Kevin Hooks in. Good morning, Hooks.
Morning, Hooks.
But yeah, just a great kid, amazing kid, and a great show. A great turnout by law enforcement, first responders, firemen. I mean, you name it. They showed up.
I was expecting a good crowd to be between 30 and 50, and it was 200 plus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was awesome.
It really was. It really was. I did, speaking of Nelly Rock, I did enjoy my conversation with him Saturday. He informed me that he didn't move into Annan's neighborhood. Annan moved into his.
I'd like to talk to Annan about that.
Well, me too, but that's what he said. So, you know, are you any closer to, I know this was one of the proclamations, are you any closer to acknowledging his sister as being a, what do you call an expat?
Who?
Okay. Nelly Rock's sister.
Oh, Cosby's wife?
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Well, that answered that. Hazel, I'll tell you, Hazel's on it this morning. That's right.
He woke up. He's on it.
Yeah, that ain't no doubt. Good morning, Brittany Salter. No, I don't think he got a ticket. He had a job to do, but I don't think he got a ticket.
So, my encounter?
Sure.
No, I got a good verbal warning, a written warning. And I was strongly encouraged to obey all the speed limits.
Take it easy.
Yeah, yeah, I did.
Yeah, so be careful out there. That was we've heard Hill that
Street,
before,
yes, sir.
Yeah,
I'm about ready to play that again.
Uh oh, I think we might have angered Aunt B.
what have I done?
I just asked the question. I did. That's all
she
I did.
She was a big help at the crawfish. She was in charge of the fishbowl.
Yeah, I tell you what, I want to mention that as well. The food was great, obviously, but the service was great. I mean, it was.
I saw nobody waiting on anything.
No, the service was fantastic.
I remember how many different people he fed from 2 o'clock to 8 o'clock.
Well, it had to be. Think about it. It was a lot for 4 hours of 2,500 pounds of crawfish to be gone. That's a lot of crawfish.
They were serving that in the main dining room as well.
So yes.
We saw was just the folks at the fishbowl.
Yes. Yes. Good morning, Larry Murphy. Ryan McGraw. There's Miss Barbara Burnham in.
One of my guys, Trent Davidson, got married over the weekend. Excited for him.
Congratulations, Trent.
His new bride's seats at Alabama football games just got a lot better.
Yes, they did.
They'll be in A Club from this point forward.
How about that? Ciola Lines, 100 years wise today. How about that?
Good morning, Ryan.
Life changer.
Life changer, Ian. Good morning, life changer.
She said we want to wish her patience.
100 years old.
100 years old. Happy birthday. I tell you what, that's definitely that's worthy great. Of
yes,
that,
it is.
That there is no doubt. I just got to find it. Oh, here we go.
Happy birthday!
100.
100. That's you can't buy that wisdom.
Born in 1918. Get you some of that.
Yeah, you can't buy that wisdom. But congratulations again to Trenton, his bride. And I know that...
I think Bama won the Natty in 1918. I think it's one of the ones they claim anyway.
Well, if they didn't, they will now because you said it.
1918. That was a heck of a football team.
No, we didn't kill the bird. The bird flew out the window, out the door. And the
bird's on the grill.
Well, look here. We are still trying to get to 20,000 members. 20,000 members, and y'all know how we said it. We're going to say it again. We like to deal. And you know, when we put a deal out there, it's a real deal. 20,000 members of the Drive Time group. That's what we're looking for.
Like, share, and invite.
Yeah. You got to get people to like it. You got to get them invite. To share it. You got to get them to invite them and do our thing. So, DJ, we got to get out of here, man. I got to go have this wellness study.
I got to finish breakfast. It's been a great Monday morning. We appreciate all of you spending some of your time with us. Hope you guys have a great day and a great week. Certainly want to thank Jim Peach Motors and Pete Chevrolet for bringing this program to you each and every day. We appreciate Chip and Ann for that. For Kenwood, I'm DJ. Y'all have a great, great Monday.
Thank you for tuning in to Drive Time, live from the Peach Pit in historic Bruton, Alabama. Remember to tune in every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.-ish. Remember to like and share the Drive Time videos, as the more you like and share, the more chances you have to win.